弟兄姐妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
每一次领圣餐的时候，我都特别的激动。
I'm always excited when I take communion.
感觉说这个良心再一次被神所洁净。
My conscience has been cleansed.
再一次为能够脱去这个罪的枷锁感到很轻松。
The burden of sin has been lifted.
也再一次让我看到那永恒的盼望。
I can see the eternal hope.
我觉得领圣餐的时候有点像这个心里面洗了一个桑拿浴。
It's as if I had a spiritual sauna.
感受到这个神的恩典真是美好。
I can feel God's grace.
我想我大概不是唯一有这种感觉的人。
Likely I'm not the only one who feels this way.
我知道很多人这个每个第一个主日总是希望能够来到教会和大家一起领圣餐。
Many people come to church for the first Sunday to have communion.
大家好像觉得说吃了那个圣餐过后就像吃了一颗定心丸一样。
As if you have taken a calming pill.
不知道这个大家的对这个圣餐的感觉是什么。
How do you feel about the communion?
我们刚刚讲了圣餐不过是一个代表。
Communion is simply a symbol.
但是我们常常把圣餐搞成了像唐僧肉。
But we treat it as if it's a miracle cure.
我们觉得好像吃了过后就长生不老。
As if we take communion and we'll live forever.
我们现在的生命就持续到永恒。
Our lives will last forever.
其实我们都知道这不是圣经里面圣餐的意义。
We all know that's not the case.
我们上个礼拜在团契的时候讨论到一个问题。
During fellowship, we discussed a question last week.
就是关于说神的恩典是不是白白给的。
What about God's grace? Was it given to us unconditionally?
我觉得这是一个很好的这个问题。
This is a good question.
因为我们每一个承受神恩典的人好像觉得说我要非常的努力。
We receive God's grace, but we feel like we need to work for it.
我们在团契中问到说为什么这个白白给的恩典我们要这么努力的去接受呢？
But why do we have to work for this undeserved grace?
我觉得这让我想到的就是在圣餐里面神的救赎也是白白给的。
What God did for us in the communion was also a sacrifice.
但是这个白白给的恩典不是说你什么都不用做就像唐僧肉一样来领受。
But even though it's free, it demands a response.
我觉得我们需要思想一下什么是恩典。
Let's think about grace.
我们说如果一个人无缘无故的给你1000块钱那是不是�n典？
If someone gives you $1,000, is that grace?
是不是啊？
Is it?
好像没有很多人觉得那是恩典，大概给的不够多，给10000块。
Okay, how about $10,000?
如果我们无缘无故的接受哪怕1块，那都是一个恩典，对不对？
If we receive anything for no reason, it's a grace.
但是如果想一想你给一个赌徒10000块，那是不是恩典？
But if you give a compulsive gambler $10,000, have you given him grace?
我想那个赌徒当然觉得那是太好不过的恩典了。
Maybe he felt this way.
但是我们每一个有正常思想的人都知道说，那可能对他不是恩典。
But it's of no advantage to him.
那就像我们以前对赌徒所做的我们不给他钱，我们给他一些食物券。
If we give a gambler instead of money, we give him a coupon for food.
那这是不是恩典？
Is that still grace?
其实那是真正的恩典。
I think that's true grace.
但是对赌徒来说，他觉得那不是恩典，他不需要。
He may not feel this way. He doesn't want that.
所以我们能够看到说，恩典不是只是为了这个满足人的需要。
Grace is not only to satisfy your need.
恩典是带有目的的。
There is a purpose behind grace.
主耶稣在十字架上为我们所 成就的救恩。
What did God fulfill for us when Jesus was crucified on the cross?
这是白白的恩典。
It's free grace.
但不是没有目的的。
But there is a purpose.
如果你不明白那个目的，
If you don't understand this purpose,
可能你不感觉到那是恩典。
You will not feel the grace.
我觉得在我思想这个问题的时候，
When I think about this problem,
我想到了诗篇第二十三篇。
I thought about Psalm 23.
诗篇第二十三篇，他在讲到的这个恩典。
Psalm 23 talks about God's grace.
我想我们都很熟悉。
We're familiar with this verse.
大卫是一个深深明白神恩典的人。
David appreciated the grace of God.
在诗篇第二十三篇里面，前面两节是我们都想要的恩典。
In the first two verses, there's grace. We all want grace.
中间两节是我们不太想要的恩典。
The middle two verses are the things that we do not want.
最后两节告诉我们，所有的都是恩典。
The final two verses remind us that everything is grace.
所以让我们看到说，恩典并不是用我们的感觉来定义的。
So in other words, we do not define what grace is from our own perspective.
如果按照我们的感觉，
If it depends on us,
最好诗篇二十三篇把那两中间两节拿掉。
We should get rid of the middle two verses in Psalm 23.
如果把中间那两节拿掉，你们是不是觉得更 perfect 一点？
If we get rid of these, wouldn't the song be more perfect?
中间那两节告诉我们恩典是带着他的使命的。
The two middle two verses remind us grace has a purpose.
第三节讲到，他使我的灵魂苏醒。
The third verse tells us that it reminds us to follow God spiritually.
所以我们这个系列，我把它叫做灵魂苏醒。
So, this series, I would name it a spiritual life.
恩典不是只是用来满足我们身体的需要，生活的需要。
Grace is not only to satisfy our needs in our body and our lives.
神用他的恩典来让我们的灵魂苏醒。
It's to refresh our soul.
让我们在灵里能够看见他。
So we can see God in our spiritual life.
在灵里能够看到恩典真实的意义。
Can see the true meaning of grace.
如此我们才有能力跟随神来走义路。
And therefore, we have the ability to follow God.
如果我们没有灵魂的苏醒，
If we do not refresh our soul,
我们真的不是在他的恩典中。
We're not under his grace.
我们会觉得走这个义路走得很辛苦。
We'll be laboring in just following God.
他的杖他的竿都让我觉得很沉重。
His rod and his staff are a heavy burden for us.
所以我们要认识恩典的前提。
So we need to know the meaning behind grace.
我们的灵魂要苏醒。
It's to refresh our soul.
灵魂苏醒是怎么个苏醒法呢？
How does this work?
我们刚刚读的那一段圣经，
In the verses that we just read,
主耶稣在，就是他在苏醒人的灵魂。
He was refreshing our soul.
如果刚刚读的那段圣经大家还记得啊
？If you remember what we just read,
那一段圣经所讲到的是在一个刚刚行完五饼二鱼的神迹之后。
It was right after the miracle of the 5,000 bread.
所以当这些人吃饱了，主耶稣前一天给他们预备了五饼二鱼，第二天就来又来寻找耶稣。
When the multitude was well fed the previous day, they come after him again today.
像我们说的，这一群慕道友都蜂拥到了教会。
It's as if a bunch of seekers came back to church because they were well fed.
如果我是在那里，我就说欢迎啊，欢迎，大家赶快填欢迎卡。
If I were there, I would welcome them all to come back.
但是主耶稣却提醒他们。
But Jesus reminded them.
因为他们想要的。 并不是神给他们恩典的原因。
They were not looking for true grace.
他们看到耶稣喂饱了他们，所以他们说这就是要来到世间的那位先知。
Because Jesus fed them, they thought he was the Messiah, the prophet.
他们并没有看到神。
They did not see God.
然后他们想干什么？强迫耶稣来做王。
They wanted to force him to be the king.
因为人自然所考虑的绝对不是灵魂的事情。
That was our natural inclination. We did not think about spiritual matters.
我们自然做的事情是考虑我们自己的生存。
We think about our own survival.
我们中文有句话叫做“民以食为天”。
The Chinese saying that we always think about food.
我们希望有一个领袖能让我们每天吃饱喝足。
We look for a leader who can feed us, never go hungry.
我们希望有一个王能够让我们国富民强。
We look for a king who will make us rich and prosperous.
这也是我们选总统的标准。
This is how we choose our president.
Economy first.
It's all about economy.
管他这个总统是好啊坏啊，他只要把他的经济搞好了就好。
We don't care about his moral character.
我们希望一个总统让我们把这个所有的这些恐怖分子都打下去。
We want a president who can defeat the terrorists.
耶稣就是一个最佳人选。
Jesus was a perfect candidate.
但是耶稣却不要做这样的王。
But he did not want to be such a king.
因为他来并不是满足人的需要。
Because he did not come to satisfy our needs.
他是来救人。
He came to save us.
他来的有一个目的是要挑战人错误的思想。
He came to challenge our wrong worldview.
所以他要一层一层的进入到我们的内心。
Gradually, he wants to come into our lives, our hearts.
让我们看到我们需要什么样的王。
So we can realize what kind of king we truly need.
所以我们看到耶稣马上就跟他们说，我实实在在告诉你们，你们找我并不是因为见了神迹，乃是因为吃饼得饱。你们不要为那必坏的食物努力，要为那存到永生的食物劳力，就是人子要赐给你们的，因为人子是父所应证的。
So Jesus said to them, you came to me not because the miracle, but because you ate the loaves I gave you. But I want you to not go for the food that spoils, but for food that endures. The Son of Man will give you that, for on him God the Father has placed a seal of approval.
我们看见说这群人对神迹都没有什么兴趣。
The multitude had no interest in the miracles and signs.
在人的需要面前，我们就只看见了眼前的好处。
Facing their needs, they only saw the benefit.
我们不管这个好处从哪里来的。
Regardless where it comes from.
是神迹也好，是人迹也好。
It come from God or come from men.
只要能吃饱就好了。
As long as it feeds me.
所以主耶稣说，你们都不是因为看到神迹来找我，你们就是为了要吃饱肚子。
So that's why Jesus says, you weren't even thinking about the signs. You just want your stomachs filled.
我想我们现在的人看到这群人都觉得，哎呀，他们真是肤浅。
We might laugh at these people today.
我们觉得说，要是我经历了这个神迹，我一定去找主耶稣。
Surely, if I experience this miracle, I will seek Jesus.
这不是最好的证明，他就是这个神吗？
Doesn't it prove that he is the Son of God?
我们看人家，我们总是看得很清楚。
We can laugh at them.
当我们处于一个困难状况的时候，
But if we were in the midst of difficulties,
我知道很多人在病中，在身体的艰难，在艰苦中切切祷告。
When you're on a sick bed or in the midst of problems, when you're praying earnestly for God,
当神医治了他们，
When you are healed,
当神解决了他们生活的问题，
When God solved your problem,
我是没有看到很多人马上奔向神。
Not everyone follow God afterwards.
我觉得很多人就是感谢神啊，你帮我解决了这个问题。
Many people give thanks. Thank God you solved my problem.
然后我就继续过我自己的生活。
Then they went back to their previous way of life.
我们好像没有比这些人好很多。
We're not much better than this multitude.
我们人确实就只看见眼前。
We only see the things right in front of us.
但是神要我们再看远一点。
God wants us to lift our eyes to see further.
他说这个食物有两种。
He says there are two types of bread.
有两种食物的意思就是有两种生命。
That means there are two types of life.
一种是会朽坏的。
One that will spoil.
我们都看见我们的肉体就一天到晚在朽坏。
We see our own flesh. It's constantly spoiling.
到了这个年纪就每天在修修补补。
At my age, every day I'm repairing something.
神说还有一种食物是不朽坏的。
God says there's another type of bread that's eternal.
是会存到永生的。
It endures to the end of times.
那是给那个不会朽坏的生命。
It's to give to another type of life.
会到永恒里的生命吃的。
It's the life that enters eternity.
那个是一个什么生命？
What kind of life is that?
那是在我们里面的生命。
It's our inner life.
它不是物质，但是它确实存在。
It's not material, but it truly exists.
这个里面的生命是决定我们外面的生命的行为。
Your inner life decides your behavior on the outside.
所以这个里面的生命比外面的生命更重要。
Your inner life is even more important.
但是因为看不见，所以我们觉得无所谓。
But because we don't see it, we neglect it.
我们总是为这个外面的生命去劳力。
Labor for our external life.
我们这个外面的生命吃饱了，我们就要 make sure 它后面几年都有东西吃。
When we are fed today, we want to make sure we are always fed.
我们外面的生命今天吃饱了，明天就想我要吃什么更好的。
We are fed today, we worry about what we eat tomorrow.
然后换着花样可以不同的吃。
We want different varieties.
就一心在想这个外面的生命。
That's all we focus on.
耶稣说，里面那一个，你应该为他劳力。
Jesus says, labor for your inner life, your spiritual life.
外面的生命有衣有食就可以知足。
Your external life can be easily satisfied.
你把那个精力花费在为里面那个生命建造。
But instead, spend your labor to strengthen your spiritual life.
他说那个里面那个生命要吃的食物也是需要劳力去得到的。
You need to labor for your spiritual food.
耶稣没有说里面那个生命你就随便给他点东西，他说你要努力的去培养，去喂养你里面的生命。
Jesus says you need to feed your spiritual life with good spiritual bread.
我们知道身体没有食物是会死的。
If you don't eat, your body will die.
那灵魂没有食物它也会 消失消退。
Your spiritual life would die from spiritual hunger as well.
如此一说，提醒了那些人。
That's why we are reminded.
然后他们马上就转到基督所讲的那个不朽坏的粮食。
And they focus on Jesus' words about an enduring food.
但是他们还是没有从灵魂的角度去想。
But they still didn't get it.
他们只是在想一个 non-perishable food.
You're thinking about non-perishable food only.
那不是更好吗？
Isn't that wonderful?
所以他们的下一个问题就是，我们当行什么才算做神的工？
Therefore, they ask the next question, what must we do to do the work that God requires?
因为人觉得说做工得食物是应该的。
Because it's natural to believe that we need to labor for our food.
我们觉得我们所需要的东西，我们一定有一个方法是可以得到的。
We can always work hard to earn what we need.
我们希望能够掌握一个好的方法。
We must have this control of this way.
得到一个更好的食物。
To gain a better food.
所以他们问耶稣说，如果说这个不朽坏的食物是神给的，要做神的工，那怎么才算做神的工呢？
So they ask Jesus, if there is such a food, what must we do?
是不是有什么方法我们天天不用做工就有食物吃？
Is there a way that we can get this?
就像我们现在在网上搜索最多的什么东西可以天天不用运动就有健康？
As if we're looking for solutions to get healthy without exercise.
不用挨饿就可以减肥。
We don't need to diet and still lose weight.
我们每天常常在教会里面办的讲座都是什么方法能让我们做一个好父母。
We have many seminars, how to be a good parent.
什么方法能够让我们能够建立一个美好的家庭。
How to establish a healthy family.
我们很喜欢一个方法。
We're always looking for ways and methods.
因为有了这个方法，我们就能掌握这样东西。
If we know how, then we can have control over it.
有这个好的方法，能掌握好的东西，我就可以建造我好的生活。
If we know how, we can establish a good life for me.
但是耶稣的回答让他们有点失望。
But Jesus' reply was somewhat disappointing.
他说，信神差来的就是做神的工。
He said the work of God is to believe in the one that he sent.
他没有告诉我们要做什么。
He didn't say do something.
他说你要改变。
He said you must change.
你要相信神所差来的。
You must believe in the one that God has sent.
就是耶稣基督。
And that is Jesus Christ.
所以他告诉人说，不能用你做的事情来换取神的这个粮，天上的粮食。
In other words, you cannot earn the heavenly food.
所以神的恩典不是可以用我的方法来换取的。
You cannot exchange your labor for heavenly bread.
恩典就是要你接受的。
Grace, you must accept.
但是要按照他的方法去接受。
But you must accept it according to God's will.
要用信心去接受。
You accept grace by faith.
信心我们觉得很简单。
Isn't faith very easy?
但是真心相信确实是一件很难的事情。
But actually, it's quite difficult.
它不是只要你做一些事情。
It does not depend on what you do.
它要你全人委身。
But rather, you must give your whole life to Jesus.
所以我们不能用我们的外在的行为。
So this does not depend on our behavior.
不能用说我每天有读经、有祷告、有参加团契、有服事，那就是我就是信了。
Not because you read the Bible, you pray, you meditate, and you join fellowship. That does not give you faith.
如果是这样的话，主耶稣会直接告诉我们。
If that's the case, Jesus would have given you a list of things to do.
他说你要信神才是做神的工。
Rather, he only said to believe.
你知道这个信神让我们常常搞不清楚自己信不信。
This is a challenging question. Do you believe?
我们常常信的人都觉得自己信得不够。
Those who believe think that they need to believe more.
不信的人常常觉得自己非常相信。
Those who do not believe think of themselves as great believers.
所以让我们看到说耶稣说我们需要如果想要得到这个不朽的食物我们需要全身的委身于神。
In other words, to receive the eternal bread, you have to believe in God.
这个要求对当时人都听出来觉得太高了。
This was a difficult demand.
我们可以信神但是委身就不喜欢。
We can believe in God, but we don't want to live for God.
他们马上回复耶稣说，你看摩西多爽快。
So they answered again, look at Moses.
你这个天上来的食物，摩西也给我们吃过。
Moses gave us heavenly bread.
他也没叫我们做什么，每天出去捡一捡就好了。
He didn't make any demand on us, we just have to go pick up the manna.
为什么我们要相信你呢？
Why should we believe in you?
那这就到我们的第二点，让我们来看怎么来认识这个生命的粮。
That takes us to our second point, how to recognize the bread of life.
主耶稣说，他说我实实在在，我 surely surely 告诉你们，那从天上来的粮不是摩西赐给你们的，乃是我父将天上来的真粮赐给你们，因为神的粮就是从天上降下来，赐生命给世界的。
Jesus says, I tell you, it's not Moses who gave you the bread from heaven, but it's my Father. And the bread of heaven comes down to give life to the world.
这里让我们看到主耶稣提醒他们说，这个玛拉不是 这个摩西给的。
They remind them that manna did not come from Moses.
马拉它不是真正天上的粮。
Manna is not just heavenly bread.
马拉它给人是从天上降下来的马拉，是要人看见那位赐马拉的神。
My manna came to us so we can see God who gave the bread.
对于人来说，我们就只看到了食物。
We only saw manna.
在这个以色列人在旷野这么多年，也是觉得他们看到的就是这个马拉喂养了他们的生命。
When the Israelites were in the wilderness, they only saw manna that kept them alive.
却从来没有去想过这个恩典，这个马拉的目的是什么。
They never thought about the purpose of manna.
在《生命记》第八章，摩西特别告诉他们。
Moses told us.
他说他苦念你是在讲神，任你饥饿，将你和你列祖所不认识的马拉赐给你吃，使你知道人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠耶和华口中所出的一切话。
Moses says, God humbled you and allowed to hunger and fed you with manna, which you didn't know, nor did your forefathers know. He did that to make you not to live by bread alone, but that everything that comes from God.
这里告诉我们说，马拉降下来不只是喂饱他们。
Manna came to us not only to feed them.
他说他任你饥饿。
God made you hungry.
有没有去想说为什么吃了马拉还饥饿？
Why did they become hungry even after they eat manna?
我想生过病的人可能就知道。
If you've ever been sick, you can understand this.
你在病床上，他给你打很多那个营养的针。
When you're on the sick bed, you receive IV fluids.
你肚子还是会很饿。
But you were still hungry.
并不是你缺乏这个营养，而是你的生理有这个习惯，它需要一定的食物。
You did not lack nutrition, but your body felt that you need more food.
所以马拉是一个很特别的食物，它能供给你身体所需要的热量。
The manna provided all their nutritional needs.
但是它不会让你觉得说我吃得很饱。
But they did not feel like they were fully, truly filled.
所以圣经里面说，多收的没有余，少收的也没有不够。
That's why everyone collected exactly what they needed.
所以这个马拉所带给你的，就是你身体所需要的，但是它并不是在满足你肉体的需要。
So manna gave them exactly what they needed.
但是以色列人并没看见。
But the Israelites did not see that.
他们吃了马拉就抱怨什么？
They complained.
没有埃及的食物好吃。
They complained manna didn't taste that good.
他们觉得在埃及，他们虽然做奴隶，伙食还不错。
They say even they were slaves in Egypt, they had better food.
现在他们在这个旷野自由了，怎么吃的比奴隶还不如？
Even though they're free in the wilderness, manna didn't taste very good.
他们的思想还是集中在食物上面。
They were still focused on food and bread.
没有看到说马拉是神要他们知道人活着不是单靠食物。
They didn't know the purpose behind manna.
神要用这个神迹来苏醒他们的灵魂。
God used this miracle to awaken their spiritual needs.
让他们看到他们离开埃及是跟随一个他们眼睛看不见却真实存在的神。
So they realized when they left Egypt, they followed an invisible but a true God.
神迹并不是为了人而行的。
Miracle was not for man's purpose.
神迹是为了建立人和神之间的关系。
Miracles was to establish the fellowship between God and man.
如果人只是一直想用自己的行为来满足自己的需要。
If you only think you can satisfy your need with your own actions.
如果我们的灵魂没有真正的苏醒。
If you did not awaken your spiritual life.
你不能没办法得到那真正的恩典。
You will never receive God's grace.
所以在诗篇第九十五篇他有提到说这个是在旷野那个世代的人他们心里迷糊他们不知道神的作为。
So in Psalm 95 tells us the Israelites in the wilderness did not realize God's work.
所以神在路中启示。
So God revealed himself to them.
他们断不得进入神的安息。
They will never enter God's rest.
所以不要以为说我们可以就表面上得到神的祝福。
So just because you have received God's blessing,
不去让我们的灵魂苏醒。
And do not awaken your soul.
如果你没有真正的在灵里认识这位神，
If you have not truly understand God through your spiritual life,
分辨出神的行为，
and you understand God's actions,
你可能吃了马拉，吃了圣餐，你都无法得到神的祝福。
Manna and the communion will be of no benefit to you.
那神要我们如何来在灵里认识他？
So how can we know God through our spirit?
这就是我们第三点要接受生命的主。
That's our third point, to accept the Lord in your life.
神说，这主耶稣跟他们说，我就是生命的粮，到我这里来的必定不饿，信我的永远不渴。
Jesus says, I'm the bread of life. You come to me, you'll never go hungry, and you'll never go thirsty.
他说我实实在在告诉你们，你们若不吃人子的肉，不喝人子的血，就没有生命在你们里面。只有吃我肉，喝我血的，才会有永生。
You must eat my flesh and drink my blood, otherwise you will not have eternal life.
五十六节他说到，吃我肉，喝我血的人，藏在我里面，我也藏在他们里面。
Verse 56 says, whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood,Remains in me and I in them.
这里主耶稣讲到一个非常重要的信息。
Jesus gave us an important message here.
我们不是吃喝他的祝福。
We're not eating or drinking his blessings.
不是吃喝他变给我们的五饼二鱼。
We're not eating or drinking his bread.
他说要吃喝他自己。
We are eating and drinking himself.
那什么是吃喝他自己？
What does it even mean?
早期的时候，人家会误会说这个基督教就是专门是吃人族的。
There may be a misunderstanding that Christians are cannibals.
什么都吃到这个人身上去了。
We're eating flesh and drinking blood.
但是我们可以看到主耶稣在前面就已经讲到什么是吃和喝。
But Jesus already gave us a full explanation.
他说，吃就是到我这里来的人。
To eat is to those who come to him.
他说，我是生命的粮，你到我这里来的人必定不饿。
He says, I am the life. If you come to me, you will not hunger.
表示说，你到我这里来，就像吃了我一样。
If you come to me, it's as if you have eaten me.
然后他说，信我的永远不渴。
If you believe in me, you will never thirst.
表示说，你信我，就像喝我一样。
In other words, believing in Jesus is to drink him.
所以吃喝耶稣不是让我们说去吃人。
In other words, we're not really eating or drinking a person.
他说你要和我生命联合在一起。
But to have a connection, a communion with the life, your life with Jesus.
他说永远不饿，永远不渴。
And therefore you will never hunger and never thirst.
意思是说你有了我，你就有了一切。
Because if you have Jesus, then you have everything.
你不需要其他的东西。
You lack nothing else.
你不用担心，我还要面包，我还要房子，我还要汽车，我还要工作。
You never have to worry about your bread, your house, your work, or your car.
主耶稣说什么？如果我们先求神的国、神的义，其他的一切，神都会赐给我们。
Seek first the kingdom of God, everything else will be given to you.
我们人需要的食物，神难道不知道吗？
Doesn't God know that we need bread?
他说他能养活这个小鸟，他不能养活你吗？
If he raised a sparrow, wouldn't he raise you?
我们需要生活上所有的一切，神说他会给你。
He will give us everything we need in our lives.
你要先求他的国，他的义。
But first, you must seek the kingdom of God.
你希望你能够吃喝耶稣的时候，他会让你永远不饿也不渴。
If you eat Jesus and drink him, you will never hunger or thirst.
我们其实听到这个觉得很开心。
You must be very glad when you hear this.
但是我告诉你，很多人我们拒绝吃喝耶稣。
But many people refuse this invitation.
因为我们信耶稣有点像我们信联合国。
We believe in Jesus like we believe in the United Nations.
这个联合国很好，我们信你，你可以帮助我们，组织我们一同解决问题。
United Nations can solve problems and disputes among the nations.
但是联合国，你千万不要干涉内政。
But do not interfere with our internal affairs.
我们信耶稣的时候也一样，我们喜欢主耶稣为我们预备的永恒，为我们预备的祝福。
We love that Jesus has prepared a future for us.
但是让耶稣进到我每天的生活里，每天来指挥我怎么过日子，还是不要了。
But we don't want Jesus to be master and lord of our daily lives.
我们喜欢做我们自己的主。
We want to be our own master.
我们希望跟神保持距离。
We want to keep God at an arm's distance.
恩典我们需要。
We want grace.
神不要进入生命。
But don't let God enter our own lives.
但是主耶稣说，那是唯一得到永生的方法。
But Jesus said that is the only way to receive eternal life.
你不吃喝我，你就没有生命。
You must eat and drink from Jesus.
你吃喝我，你就有永生。
If you eat and drink from Christ, you will have eternal life.
然后他说什么？吃我肉、喝我血的人藏在我里面，我也藏在他里面。
And those who eat his flesh and drink his blood will remain in him, and he in them.
这个常在的意思是要重复不断的去做。
This is a continuous process.
不是我们吃一次喝一次，举手决志一次，洗礼一次就够了。
It's not only one time.
他说我们要常常在生命中与他相交。
We need to have communion with Christ continuously.
就是这个 communion, 这个字很重要。
This word communion is very important.
是我们与神的相交。
This is our fellowship with God.
但是你知道，我们人喜欢的不是这个字。
But we don't want that.
我们喜欢 communication.
We only want communication.
对啊，最好耶稣天天跟我 communication 一下。
We just want God to communicate with me.
告诉我，我们这个当做的事啊，你今天要我做一二三四五，我就给他先做完了，后面的日子我就自己过自己。
We want God to give us a list of things to do, and then we can go on our own lives.
我们还是希望跟神交换。
We want to make an exchange with God.
我有一部分可以归你。
Part of me belongs to God.
另外一部分还是归我自己。
Part of me belongs to myself.
总要留点私房钱啊。
I need something for myself to keep away.
总要有点可以自己做主的地方啊。
Part of my life, I want to be my own boss.
我们不想跟神完全的合一。
We do not want this communion.
因为他那个生活的方式不是我肉体喜欢的。
This is a different way of life.
我只希望他来帮助我做我想做的事情。
We want God's help for things that we want.
我并不是很想帮助他做他想做的事。
We are not interested in helping God.
所以当时的人有同样的反应。
So the multitude at the time had the same response.
他们也说，好多人听了说，这话是甚难，谁能听呢？
They said this is a hard teaching. Who can accept it?
然后他们就走掉了。
And they left.
刚开始的时候，他们是想干什么？强迫耶稣做王。
The first, they want to force Jesus to be king.
耶稣说可以啊，现在让我进入你的生命来做你的王。
Jesus says, "Sure, let me enter your life. I will be the king of your life."
然后他们就跑掉了。
And they dispersed.
让我们看到说，当一个人灵魂没有苏醒的时候。
In other words, if you do not have awakened your spiritual life,
他看不到恩典真正的价值。
They do not see the true value of grace.
看不到永恒的价值。
They do not see the true value of eternity.
如果我们只想到今天的生活和生存。
If you only think about today's survival.
永恒对我们来说太遥远了。
Eternity is a distant thought.
对我们来说太虚无缥缈了。
It's meaningless.
但是神说，那永恒需要你从今天就开始。
But Jesus said, think about eternity today.
他要我们的灵魂苏醒。
He wants us to awaken our soul.
因为他说，叫人活着的乃是灵，肉体是无益的。
Your flesh is meaningless, your soul is everything.
肉体是会朽坏的。
Your flesh will spoil.
灵魂是会存到永远的。
Your spirit will last to eternity.
所以要为那看不见的去努力。
So therefore, labor for the invisible.
不要只顾看得见的。
Not only labor for the visible.
神成为人来到这个世界。
God became man incarnate in this world.
就是要我们的灵魂能够苏醒。
To awaken our soul.
让我们从基督身上看到神为我们预备的那永恒的未来。
To see God revealed in Jesus Christ.
我们一同来祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们是何等的感恩，感谢你差遣你的爱子来到这个世上，为我们能拯救我们，他受难受死，让我们在这个世上能够合理合为一。主，求你帮助我们，愿意敞开我们的心，愿意真是吃喝耶稣，让他进入到我们的生命里，成为我们生命的王，让我们的生命能够完全的归于你。正如保罗所说的，我现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。主，只有这样的生命才能够存到永远。主，求你保守我们在每天的生活中，让我们有一个苏醒的灵魂，让我们常常在日常生活中看见主你的行为，你的心意。愿我们用我们这有限的生命来服侍这位天上的王，为我们用我们有限的生命预备我们永恒的未来。感谢主，我们这样的祷告祈求，奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。